The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends and happy Thanksgiving. Today is Thursday, November the 24th, and can you believe we're Thanksgiving Day? And I got my very special friend, singer, songwriter, storyteller, Larry Brown.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
You get away from your house just a little bit while the turkey is cooking.
That's right. You can smell it.
Yeah. We were talking before we came on about our special memories of Thanksgiving past.
Yes.
And, I was sharing mine. I remember so well growing up and the parades and my mom's cooking. And you gave me one of your tender moments
I have a Thanksgiving episode to share with you. Now,
yeah.
It didn't happen on Thanksgiving Day, but it is a Thanksgiving moment that I wanted to talk a bit about before we do a song.
Yeah.
I was at a work project in Nicaragua, in a little village of Mulucucu, and we were building a school and a clinic, and they assigned me to the job based on my skills. I was digging the lateral for the outhouse. I was working on a little latrine. But from my vantage point, I could look down on the little shelter where we had our meals. And I knew that in the morning, if I got there early enough, that Doña Salida would give me hot coffee without milk. Because in Nicaragua, they kind of just pour the milk and the coffee together. And if I got there early enough, and it got so I'd arrive early in the morning and she'd greet me with this coffee. Well, I could also see from where I was working when lunch was ready and when supper was ready. And normally we had beans and rice. Well, in the morning we'd have
–
we'd have breakfast. We'd have beans on our rice. And then for lunch, we'd have beans with rice on the side. And then for supper, we'd have rice with beans on the side. And one afternoon, I saw her coming down the road with two live chickens in her hand. And I thought, we're going to have chickens. Chicken. We're going to have meat.
Yeah.
And then my next thought was, oh, no. I know Nicaraguan chickens. They're kind of a cross between buzzards and wild chicken, and they're stringy. And when they fix it, they just chop it up with a machete, and it's bones, and it's horrible. But then my next thought was, oh, these are their chickens. They're giving up their vital protein to feed me, a guest worker. And I thought, well, I can't have that. And I began to feel guilty. But then I thought, oh, no, this is a gift. This is a precious sharing of communion. And that night, we had chicken, and I was grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a beautiful story, Larry.
Yeah.
And you got a song?
Well, it's a song about Thanksgiving giving.
Okay.
It's so easy to dream of days gone by, so hard to think of times to come, and the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can we do with our days but live and hope? Let our dreams bind our work to our play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. There are sorrows enough for the whole world's end. There's no guarantees but the grave. But these moments that we live and the moments that we spend are treasures too precious to save. What can we do with our days but work and hope? Let our dreams bind our work to our play. What can you do with each moment of your life? Love till you've loved it away. Love till you've loved it away. What can we do with our days but work and hope? Let our dreams bind our work to our play.
What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you write that song?
No, I did not. Bob Franke wrote that years ago.
Love till you've loved it away.
Yeah, yeah.
What a beautiful message for Thanksgiving Day, for the holiday season, and for every day.
Well, it's thanking all of the people, of course, that have been a part of giving me my life. And it's also a time when we can say, our expression of thanks is in turn giving to someone else.
Yeah. You know, I feel we are all interconnected in one way or another. And I think you're of the same thought.
I agree.
But not just people, but everything. I think the entire earth is all interconnected.
Wow. That sounds like a deep thought.
It is on Thanksgiving Day, isn't it? But when you're sitting around the table today with relatives, it might be kind of nice to start talking that way and put the politics aside for today so we can all try to get along a little better.
Well, sure. I mean, the depth of our relationship is more than politics and economics.
So what is special for you today?
Well, partly today is because earlier this week I will have celebrated a wedding anniversary, and that's been a special time.
Your wedding anniversary?
Yes.
Congratulations to you and your wife.
My wife and I. And so it always carries with that because our honeymoon was actually a Thanksgiving week trip.
Right.
And so we have that remembrance too. But I'm also connecting to the past when I think about, as we talked about earlier, when I was a child and, yes, enjoying that host of relatives. And now here I am being the terminal generation of my family. I am now the senior family and thinking, wow, am my grandchildren now going to be thinking the same way? Well, I want to do my best to allow that to happen.
Well,
to them.
Larry, I thank you so much for taking time to visit with us today on this Thanksgiving Day and sharing a beautiful song and some beautiful thoughts with us. If people want to get in touch with you or more information, what do they do?
Well, they may connect directly with me at Brown Story. I have a website, www.brownstory.com, or you may contact me, brownstory@hotmail.com.
Okay, and you will tell stories, you will sing, and
songs
you will just
and
show
stories, yes.
People a really good time.
Well, of course. Of course.
Larry Brown, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
okay.
Paul.
Well, you're going to come back for the Christmas season, too.
Yes, I will.
All right. Let's see. Tomorrow, my good friend Kathy Salter is here tomorrow. You know Kathy and Kit, don't you?
Very well.
Kathy's on tomorrow. We're going to talk about food the day after Thanksgiving. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Raymond Tungakar filling in for Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.